The National Association of Colleges and Employers is doing quick polls every week just to get a pulse of what's happening in the job market for 2020's grads. The latest one released yesterday polled 134 employers, and a third of them say they're delaying start dates for full-time jobs that are going to recent college graduates. For the next hour here on The Morning Show, we're hearing from adults who've put in the hard work, gotten their degrees, and are sometimes left wondering, what's next? I'm Keeley Boltina in for Kate Archer-Kent. You can join the conversation at 800-642-1234. Share your experiences, your stories with us. Where do you go next? 800-642-1234. Right now, we've got Gabby Lawrence with us. She graduated from Marquette University in the spring with a nursing degree, wants to specialize in pediatric nursing. Gabby, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Absolutely. And Emma Brower graduated from Marquette in the spring with a bachelor's degree in anthropology. She had a job offer as a copy editor for a trade publication in Chicago, but the offer was rescinded in March because of the economic downturn. And she also happened to be Gabby's roommate. Emma, good morning.
Good morning.
Emma, wow, before the pandemic hit, what did you think your life would be like after you made it through Marquette?
Well, I was all prepared to go down to Chicago. I would have been there right now had all of this not happened after graduation. And I definitely wasn't expecting to be living with my parents again. So that's been interesting. And I had expected to have a full-time job as well. So that's also something that I've kind of gotten past at this point, but it is kind of weird to sit back and reflect on kind of what would be happening right now if none of this had happened. So yeah, it's definitely very, very strange.
Right. Because it did happen. So you're just trying to deal with the circumstances you have now.
Exactly. Yeah.
And Gabby, you also had a job lined up after graduation. What's the status of that?
Yes, I was supposed to work. I'm from Michigan originally, so I was going to move back home and work at a pediatric hospital in Michigan. And I was supposed to start early July, and I got a call probably 2 or 3 weeks ago that they had rescinded the offer due to a financial crisis in the hospital. So I was so surprised, as you would think, like during a pandemic, as a nurse, you would need more nurses. So I was a little bit surprised, but then again, not too shocked, just given that like all my friends and roommates, or at least a lot of them, had similar experiences.
Thank you, because that was my reaction too. Wait, you're graduating with a nursing degree, something that could tangibly help people right now, and they took the job offer back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did they explicitly say what the problem was?
Yeah, the manager was just the sweetest woman. She was like, "I'm so sorry." But at the end of the day, a hospital is a business, and we just don't have enough money to train a new nurse or new nurses. And she said that I was one of 50 new grads in the pediatric floors that she ran that had to rescind their offer to them. So,
wow. We're spending the hour looking at how college graduates, many of whom were excited to start their careers, have suddenly had their expectations turned upside down. With us right now are Gabby Lawrence and Emma Brower, both graduates of Marquette University. And maybe you're in a similar boat. Are you a recent college graduate? You can give us a call now at 800-642-1234. Share your story if you have a light at the end of the tunnel, if you're working now, or commiserate a little bit as everybody's in this together. 800-642-1234. We've seen a lot of turmoil in these last months with the pandemic, the recession, then massive protests. So we see this at the national level, at the state level, and then you have all of these changes going on individually. Emma, how do you cope with trying to manage all of that as you are supposed to be starting on this great new endeavor?
It's uncharted territory, obviously, and so it's definitely been hard to figure out how to balance kind of keeping up with everything that's going on, and staying healthy and sane, and also, you know, try to still kind of plan for a career and hoping to get one. It's definitely a lot. And I think it was even worse for me personally before our school year even ended. I felt like balancing schoolwork with all of the new information that we were getting about the coronavirus was so, so overwhelming. And having to do that, balancing schoolwork was just a lot. And because there was so much fear involved in that too. And I think now it's like we've, you know, been into this quarantine thing for a few months now. And so it does feel a little bit more normal. Not that I really want it to feel normal, but I guess that's kind of a way to try and cope with it all is to, I don't know, make it feel like the new normal a little bit. Even though I don't really want that to be the new normal.
Right, right. You were roommates at Marquette. So Gabby, when you hear Emma talking about being so close to graduation with so much hope and hearing about the health risks and what was happening in the pandemic and still trying to turn work in, did having other people around or a roommate that was feeling the same thing, did that help?
Yes. So Emma and I were lucky enough to meet freshman years. I've known her my entire college career. And we live with, there's five of us, five girls in total. And a lot of our roommates are also in the same boat and same views about just like the craziness. So you can only imagine what our apartment, we lived in an apartment called 2A. So we can only imagine what 2A was going through. It was very interesting and a fun, it was a fun time to say the least. But yeah, definitely living with someone who was going through similar things. And Emma is like the most like emotionally intelligent person I've ever met. So just like walking through with her and like, okay, she's feeling this and I'm feeling this. So like, where are we going to go from here? And what does this mean? So that was definitely really helpful. But then having the Marquette cancel school after spring break. So everyone was back in their hometown. So that was really tricky. I was actually really surprised. I was like, oh, it'll be nice to be home with our families. But then you have your emotional support and your roommates. And so not living with them, that was a whole nother level to trying to figure out the new normal during a pandemic, like moving back home and losing your jobs and all that craziness that kind of pursued after.
Sure, because even if your families are as supportive as they can be, they're not in the same situation that you face.
Right.
We're talking with Gabby Lawrence and Emma Brower. Both are 2020 graduates of Marquette University. And we're discussing what it's like to walk into uncertainty in this sort of a job market during a recession, having real opportunities for after graduation, ready to sign those employment contracts, and then having those offers rescinded because of money concerns, because of a pandemic and the economic downturn. And we're taking your calls as we talk with Emma and Gabby about their experiences here in Wisconsin. You can use 800-642-1234. We want to know what your experience is like. Did you just graduate from college? How have you had your plans change because of the pandemic, because of recession, maybe because of these protests against police brutality? Do you worry that your career is no longer viable? Did you think you planned enough to be able to walk out of college with a job? And now you don't have full-time employment. Give us a call, 800-642-1234, to share your story. You can also email ideas@WPR.org or tweet us at WPR Mornings. This hour is a conversation with college graduates. I'm Keely Boltina. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. This spring's college graduates are facing a job market very different from circumstances even a few months ago. We're hearing from recent graduates here on The Morning Show. They're sharing their experiences in this time of transition. I'm Keely Boltina, and this is the Ideas Network, where we welcome your stories. What are you thinking about as you hear from these college grads? What story do you want to share about graduating from college, about finding full-time employment right now, or about having an opportunity that dissipated? 800-642-1234 is the number to call. There's a line for you there. We are learning what it's like from two graduates from Marquette University. We've got Emma Brower here and also Gabby Lawrence as our guest. And Gabby, pandemic was not a thing when you started school for nursing. Why do you want to be a nurse?
I am so excited to be a nurse. So I'm officially, I just took my boards about a week ago, so it's official. I'm Woo! So excited.
Congrats.
Yeah. Thank you. So I wanted to be a nurse since I was tiny. I have so many family members who are nurses, and they all do something different, which really appealed to me because I was like, oh my gosh, they can change their career path completely while still practicing as a nurse. And also I was hospitalized when I was younger. I was in the hospital for a while, so seeing how the nurses interacted and really cared for you during your stay. And I will never forget this. One of them braided my American Girl doll's hair when I woke up from surgery. And I was like, I want to be her. So I'm definitely a people person, and I love helping people. I feel like that's like the generic nursing answer. But yeah, I just really love people. I love helping people. And I've really enjoyed my experience thus far.
And you're going into pediatric nursing, which I could see could be incredibly rewarding because kids are so genuine and wonderful to make them happy. And it could also be really hard because, you know, kids are so innocent and you don't want to see them sick. Why peds?
Yeah. So I was lucky enough to work at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital over the summer as an extern, as a nursing extern. And that's where a hospital where all the kiddos have cancer. And so I have a big heart, I would say. I bet Emma will attest to that. I feel all the feelings. So when I got the job, I was so excited, but I was a little bit nervous just because I was like, oh my gosh, all these little kiddos are sick, really sick. So, but once I got there and got in the flow of things, you realize that like, it is so awful, so, so, so awful. And you being there isn't going to make it better, but being able to just like be a positive and like a light type of like person might help them even a tiny bit, and just knowing that you're helping them have a little bit less stress or a little bit more joy is something that kept me loving what I did at the pediatric children's hospital there.
Gabby, where are you focusing your job search now?
So now I'm trying to think if I want to go back to Wisconsin, because I'm missing Wisconsin a lot, or if I want to stay around home. I'm really honestly just applying everywhere, all over Wisconsin, all over Michigan, and trying to see if something happens for me. But yeah, it's a really hard time trying to figure out what to be doing next.
Yeah, you want to make the right decisions.
Right. You want to set yourself up for success and all that good stuff. So yeah, it feels like a really big decision on top of a bunch of uncertain decisions that were kind of made for you. Mm-hmm.
We're hearing from Gabby Lawrence, who just graduated from Marquette University, and also talking with Emma Brower, also a 2020 graduate from Marquette. Emma, where are you applying for jobs?
I'm kind of trying to apply to anything that sort of matches up with either something similar to the job offer that I had before. So a copy editor or sort of other things related to editorial processes or media communications, things like that. My degree is in anthropology, and so it's a social science, and I guess I kind of see it as, having a lot of transferable skills to a lot of different areas. And I also have a background in journalism and media. So those are things I'm really interested in and find really rewarding is, editing, but also working with others and things like that. And so really anything I could find where I would be able to do those things, I would really enjoy. But the issue is it's kind of hard to know when I'm looking at jobs or when I'm applying to them, you know, like, is this company, is this job posting fresh? And like, does the company have a hiring freeze, or are they going to have a hiring freeze in the next few weeks? That's what happened to me with my job offers. They had to do a hiring freeze. So that's why I lost it. But yeah, it's just sort of weird. It's like, I'm not really sure when I'm applying to jobs, if anyone's even going to see this, which maybe isn't that different than sort of a normal entry into the job world anyways. But it kind of just feels like I'm just shooting my resume out into the void sometimes. So it's kind of weird, but I'm just trying still, I guess.
What are you doing to keep your skills sharp now that you're not in school, but you're not working full time?
I was able to continue working an internship. Actually, I had this internship this past semester with this company called Lisk Milwaukee, which has been great. They offered to keep me on for some hours during the week. And I'm able to do some communication stuff for them, some writing and editing, and some research. And so that's been something that's really good, that's kept me busy. And I also, a lot of people will approach me or email me or text me and ask if I can like edit certain random things for them. That happens a lot. And so that also helps keep my skills fresh. I mean, it's kind of a an informal way to do so, but it's actually really fun for me too. I love when like my mom or dad even will ask me to look at some report or like their resume or something like that. So that's another way, I guess.
Yeah, flexing those muscles. We've got Kay from Racine on the line who wants to join the conversation. Hi, Kay.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I was just feeling sympathetic, of course, for the situation they're finding themselves in, but I happen to be a nurse who's worked with children for many years in mental health. And it is a very, I've worked in hospitals as well as mental health facilities, and the mental health facilities do not have the financial crunch that the hospitals do, because hospitals lost their elective surgeries, which is their bread and butter. The mental health facilities are going along as customary, but she might consider applying to mental health, working with children, whether sick or mentally troubled, is extremely rewarding. And just a thought.
Yeah, thanks for that, Kay. So, you know, Gabby, a little bit of advice there for you, maybe. What do you want people to know if they're not going through this? You know, Kay said she's sympathetic. What should people understand if they're not a recent grad looking at the future right now?
Yeah, thank you so much for sharing that. That is like a little bit of a light at the end of the tunnel. Yeah, if you're not a recent grad in, it's just even like just kindness. I love, especially in the wildness of what's going on and bigger than COVID, it's so nice just like seeing like the kindness of human beings, really. Honestly, that is probably something that I look like forward to most and honestly try to search for. So even that, like, oh my gosh, thank you so much.
Emma, what do you look forward to?
Like in the future?
Yeah.
It's kind of tough. Like at times I think, for recent graduates like myself to have a sort of future oriented mindset about all of this. And I want to say I look forward to when, you know, I can kind of see my friends normally and, you know, I don't know, have a job. I mean, that would be great. But I also am just trying to stay content in the moment and try to reflect on what all of this sort of means as the bigger picture. So, yeah, I don't know, just trying to stay present and also, yeah, try to stay kind to everyone because it is a really tough time for everyone.
Emma, thank you for sharing your story with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And Gabby, we appreciate your time too.
Yeah, thank you.
Gabby Lawrence and Emma Brower graduated from Marquette University in the spring. Gabby with a degree in nursing and Emma with a degree in anthropology. And we've been talking about their final semesters in college amid the coronavirus pandemic and what happens next as companies who were set to hire recent grads are putting on freezes and no longer extending those job offers to people. Up next is news, then we're talking with two more 2020 college graduates to learn what changes they're experiencing and what they hope for the future. There's room for your story. Call us at 800-642-1234 to share your experiences. I'm Keely Boltina. It's The Morning Show, and this is the Ideas Network. This is The Morning Show. I'm Keely Boltina in for Kate Archer-Kent. Graduating from college is a major milestone. It's supposed to be filled with pomp and circumstance. I didn't graduate this spring, but I don't think I'm speaking too far out of turn to say that a virtual graduation ceremony on the computer screen just isn't the same as an in-person gathering. And now, what happens? Because the so-called real world after college is full of uncertainty, more so now than when we're not in a global pandemic. We're taking your calls, your experiences at 800-642-1234. Tell us what it's like for you right now. Did you just graduate from college? How are your plans working out? Have the circumstances of pandemic and economic recession changed what you expected this summer would look like? 800-642-1234. Now we welcome Travis Landry. He graduated this spring from Milwaukee Area Technical College with a degree in graphic design and plans to attend UW-Milwaukee in the fall. Travis, welcome to the Ideas Network.
How you doing? Thank you for having me.
Good. Thanks for joining us. It sounds like you have your own fashion design company. What is the latest there?
So, yes, I have a fashion line called Made, and I also have a printing company that coexists with that as well. So, basically, it's a brand that I started a long time ago, and it kind of evolved into something else, into a printing company, because I want to have my own business as well, just because of, like, how the job market is now. And during the pandemic, you never know what may happen. So, I, like, promote entrepreneurship. Like, that's my end all, because you never know what's going to happen.
Well, you just got that degree in graphic design from Milwaukee Area Technical College. And I understand students who graduate from that program have this portfolio show every year where you've got family and friends, job recruiters coming and looking at your work.
Yes.
What happened?
That kind of didn't happen at all because of what's going on during the pandemic. And it was kind of unfortunate that it did, because like I worked 2 years to like get my degree and build up this portfolio just to show professionals and my family and friends that this is the work that I did throughout the school year. So now I got that taken away. It was kind of hard on me because I really didn't get a chance to get my feet wet to like show professionals, like if I wanted to apply for a job and stuff like that. So that was kind of hard for me.
Well, you also couldn't go to your graduation.
Exactly. Yeah. So that I worked two years as that as well. And I graduated with honors. So I wasn't able to like wear my special robe or anything like that. So yeah, it was kind of tough for me.
Yeah. What is it about that? Because, you know, you put all of this work, and it's not about the day, right? It's about the achievement. And yet the day, it means a lot to a person.
Yes, it does mean a lot, because it's like you work so hard for something and then you get it taken away. So it's kind of like a downfall a little bit, but you still, at the end of the day, you still got your degree. You still got the things that you need. And hopefully I can still thrive in this job market with my degree that I have, because that's the main thing right there, is that, you know, you want to have a job that will maybe help what's going on in the economy.
Yeah. How has the pandemic altered your next steps, your career plans?
I believe that it will kind of enhance it a little bit more because of graphic design. Like, we communicate through graphics and visual communication. So, and since the internet, since we had the World Wide Web, like, that's what make it a lot better, because like, we can promote our graphics or do our designs through social media and websites.
Yeah. We're talking with Travis Landry, a recent graduate of MATC in Milwaukee, about how his career trajectory, how his plans have changed in the past few months, and what the future looks like. We're spending this hour talking with recent college graduates, and we're taking your calls at 800-642-1234. Are you a recent graduate, or are you on your way to a degree? Do you worry that your career is no longer a viable option? Give us a call. Share your story at 800-642-1234. Travis, we've seen a lot of upheaval these past few months. The pandemic, the recession, protests over the police killing of George Floyd. What's been the most difficult for you to process?
Just by being a Black man in America, like, I relate to it so much because, you know, this can happen to me. Like, it can happen to one of my friends. It can happen to one of my brothers. It can happen to one of my cousins. So it's like unfortunate that, you know, we have to live through these circumstances that we fear for our life by the people that's supposed to serve and protect us, supposedly, you know. So it's like, it's an ongoing battle and a struggle that they don't seem to understand. But, you know, we protesting, we're marching, we're trying to make change because, like, it's needed. It's needed in this world. It's needed in this time. And we have voices all over the world. Like, that's what's so beautiful about social media. You know, it can be used to voice our opinions and make us heard. So, like, it's all over the world now. We have people marching in London and the Middle East. So it's like, it's a beautiful thing that, you know, we have all these people from all walks of life to support of what's going on, because it's inhumane that this has happened. So we need change.
How do you think about that while also trying to figure out things like, you know, finances and jobs and next career steps? Because that, I feel like that could just be so overwhelming.
Yeah, it definitely is overwhelming, because you never know how these jobs will view you sometimes, you know, because it's a lot of jobs that support the Black Lives Movement and everything like that. But do they really have staff that's African American? And so, like, that's why I kind of promote, like, entrepreneurship and ownership, because now you can take that into your hands and you can be like, hey, I want to hire such and such, or I want to be able to make my voice heard or stand up for something, because that's what I stand by.
So you're seeing some places that are saying, yes, Black Lives Matter, but they don't necessarily hire people of color. You're saying one way around that is to figure it out for yourself and make your own path.
Yes. In that sense, because, like, the way everything is set up and how some of these companies are set up, they already have their business model and their structure and stuff like that. So in order for you to have a voice, sometimes, like, you have to create your own lane, like you have to create your own avenue. And that's what I did with my printing company, because I stand up for the community. I want to be more involved with nonprofit organizations and, like, just help the people. Like, at the end of the day, it's about helping the people, because, like, when I print clothes, it's for other people. I want to see them branch off and do their thing, create their own business or what they want to do.
What kind of career do you hope to have, Travis?
So I hope to have, like, a promising career in graphic design, because someday I do want to work in a design firm, like a big design firm, to see, like, how it really operates. Like, I did an internship at MATC, working in their design department, and it was amazing that I got my feet wet while I was in school. So I kind of got that same feeling that the next job that I supposedly can get, it will be in that same circumstances, because I did like a lot of design work and it was seen all over the school. So like, I want to be able to do that on a bigger platform, like Times Square or somewhere in LA, you know, just voicing my opinion through my graphics.
And now you're headed to UW Milwaukee. Is that right?
Yes. In the fall.
What are you going to do there? What are you studying?
So I'm studying a BFA, that's a bachelor's in fine arts. So really I'm going back to like the square one. So like, I'm going to be doing drawing classes and other things like that, but it's still geared towards my graphic design, ultimately.
Sure. Broadening that, your artistic base for that.
Yes.
Travis, are you more worried about the future now, or are you hopeful that things will get better?
I'm always an optimistic person. I look at the glass half full instead of half empty. So I believe that it will be a change. It's just the time. Like, we don't know how long it will be. Like, that's what's so fascinating about the future. Like, we never know what it holds. But I do see a promising future, even if, you know, the job market is kind of down right now. That's why I have my own business, so I can try to stay afloat during these times and hopefully prosper and my business grow. So to the point where I, you know, have my own business and my own structure, like I was speaking about earlier.
Sure. Making sure that you're making progress even when I guess it seems like it's extra hard now with pandemic and social unrest. Travis, thank you for being willing to share your story with us. Good luck in the fall.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Travis Landry graduated this spring from Milwaukee Area Technical College with a degree in graphic design and will be headed to UW-Milwaukee for his Bachelor of Fine Arts in Visual Communication. And we're talking all hour with students about their last semester amid a pandemic, amid protests. Next up, we'll hear from another MATC graduate. And there's a line for you. You can join in. Call 800-642-1234. What does it look like for you right now? How are you thinking about your career as you graduate from college? Maybe you have a child who has just graduated from college and you'd like to share their story. You can give us a call at 800-642-1234. This conversation continues here on The Morning Show. I'm Keely Boltina, and this is the Ideas Network. We are hearing from different college graduates here on the Ideas Network. Thanks for being with us on The Morning Show. I'm Keely Boltina, and we have just enough time for your story, your perspective on what it's like to graduate with your degree during a major economic downturn. You can give us a call at 800-642-1234. Our next guest is Christy Pinter. She graduated from MATC in Milwaukee this year with an associate's degree in baking and pastry arts. A single mom, she spent years working in the restaurant industry and hopes to become an educator at MATC in the culinary arts. Christy, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. You have made a career in the restaurant industry, and then you decided to go to school. What happened?
Yes, absolutely. No, I've worked in the restaurant industry since I was 15. I'm a little bit older than that right now. And
aren't we all?
Right. And I've worked my way up. So I've literally started as a dishwasher, and then I've worked my way all the way up to an operating partner. But I've always loved, like, I love the business aspect of it, but I really like working with the food. So a few years ago, I actually decided to go back to school for the baking and pastry aspect of it. and life kind of took a little bit of a turn, and I became a single mom. So I ended up, I dropped out of school for a little while. And then this past year, I just made that decision in the beginning of this year that, you know what, I'm going to go back and I'm going to finish it and I'm going to do it. And I had a semester and a half left, and I did. So it was crazy. It was a huge ups and downs for myself, just in my own personal and family life. But then, you know, with everything that happened this last semester, it was even a little bit more of a challenge, but I did it. So,
yeah, congratulations on that. You get the non-traditional student label. You have five kids at home. What pushed you to really say, you know what, now is the time?
I wanted really to do it for myself and for my kids, because I've never graduated from anything or anything like that. I mean, I went to high school, but I just wanted my kids to see that, like, hey, your mom can do it and she can finish it. And just for myself, like, I just had to keep telling myself that, like, hey, I had to finish it. And then I had some really encouraging instructors, especially this last semester, that if I wouldn't have had them, I don't know. It might have had a different outcome, but I just kept pushing.
And yet when you made that decision, the circumstances in our world were very different. We're now dealing with a contagious disease. We're seeing protests. And I just, you know, how has that changed the direction of your career now?
It changed it a little bit. So I have been working, well, a lot of it. Not only when we, like, stopped going to school, did I have to homeschool my five children and then try and still finish out my own. That was a challenge in itself, but I have been encouraged by three of my instructors to go back and apply to be an educator's assistant at MATC. But now, like, they're on a hiring freeze, and it's kind of like changing what I was kind of planning on doing, you know, or applying for this fall. So long-term career-wise, that's the only thing that I'm necessarily looking for. I have five kids at home, so I would rather have something with a little bit more flexibility. And as we all know, in the restaurant industry, it's all nights and weekends. So working for the school and being able to help, you know, educate kids in culinary, or adults in culinary, I think would be super awesome for me. So I'm still hopeful.
We are looking at the world through the eyes of recent college graduates. And right now we have Christy Pinter with us, just earned her degree in culinary arts from Milwaukee Area Technical College, and talking about what it was like to finish school under public health restrictions and where we go from here. Christy, so instead of looking toward applying to be an educational assistant in that culinary arts program, you're looking other places for jobs now?
Yeah, I have applied at a few. I'm trying, because I'm a single mom, I'm trying to get something a little bit more beneficial for my schedule. And I have all my kids at home right now because our daycare still doesn't have enough room for them.
Right.
So I've been helping out just, you know, with neighbors and friends babysitting and things like that for now. But then I have applied because I've been a GM for a restaurant for the last few years. So I've applied at a few different restaurants for that. Just trying to make it work into my schedule.
Sure. So you have this work history, which is different than people who went straight from high school into college and have graduated this spring. So there is an area of expertise that you might be able to lean on to kind of, I guess, float yourself through until you can get the career that you really want. Is that fair to say?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
And when you've talked with other people that you've been in courses with or that are in your cohort, are they in the same sort of boat, or do they have a lot of different circumstances?
I think for the program, because I went a few years ago and then I went back, I have met people from all different parts of their lives. I'm definitely one of the older ones. But there has been, you know, people who are just getting out of high school and maybe took a year or two off and then have gone into the culinary program. But most of them have been just starting their restaurant career. So mine was just a little bit different. I think I totally did it backwards, but that's kind of how I operate.
So. Yeah. Do you find yourself answering questions from them then about what it's really like?
Yes, absolutely. So I know even this year we had a course and it was our capstone course, and one of my instructors, he said to me, he's like, Christy, it's okay. You're a student. You're not a manager right now. You can just do it. I'm like, I got it. So it was kind of, you know, and people just ask like, okay, Christy, where's this? Or, hey, Christy, what do I do now? And I kind of tend to take that leadership role. A little more so just because of that experience that I had.
Well, some more good anecdotes for those interviews. That's something.
Very much so.
Big picture, ignore all of the craziness of the world right now. What are your long-term career goals?
Long-term, I would love to open up my own bed and breakfast. I think one of my favorite places in the United States is, I love the East Coast, like the New Hampshire, Boston, you know, Massachusetts, Maine, that kind of area. And I think it would be so amazing to open up a bed and breakfast. I'm a huge gardener, so I like to like garden all my own herbs and vegetables and things like that. So something incorporated into that, I think, would be a dream of mine.
What gives you pause? What worries you right now?
Worries me? The restaurant industry in itself is a little rocky, where some restaurants are open and some aren't. Some of them are looking for positions that I've been in. Some of them aren't. So it's kind of where, you know, before this whole pandemic happened, I really didn't have necessarily a problem trying to find any restaurant job. And you can, it's one of the largest industries in the world. So you can go anywhere. And it's just a little bit different because of a lot of things. They're not open their regular hours, or they're just doing carryout, or they're not open at all. Or they're full blown open and ready to go. So it's definitely a little worrisome that way.
Yeah. Then where do you find hope?
I just keep going. I've always been the type of mom, and my kids know that about me. It's just, they've never seen me stop, and they just see me keep going and keep pushing and, you know, moving up, because I'd never had a degree before in anything. So from able to go all the way from dishwasher to general manager, they see it, and they know I work hard. They know I work really hard hours, and that's really, truly the main reason that I just keep going.
Yeah. Christy, thank you for sharing that with us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
We've been talking with Christy Pinter, who graduated last month from MATC in Milwaukee with an associate degree in culinary arts. And earlier in this hour, we heard from other 2020 graduates. Emma Brower and Gabby Lawrence both graduated from Marquette University this spring. And Travis Landry earned a degree in graphic design from MATC and is headed to UW-Milwaukee. I'm Keely Boltina. You're listening to The Morning Show, and this is the Ideas Network. We'll be right back.